Hello, you're listening to People, Pets, and Vets with Dr. Brad Miller and registered veterinary technician Angel Martin.
Hello.
Each week, we bring you current events and news in the veterinary industry and share our thoughts and perspective on how they impact us in our animal hospital. We also try to give you an insight and behind-the-scenes glance at our clinic and the people in it. This episode 52 is being brought to you by Georgia Veterinary Associates, a family of animal hospitals caring for your family pet. So, once again, we're broadcasting from beautiful Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Finally beautiful again.
So, sunshine, no rain. We've had rain the last, three, 4 days in a row?
Too many days.
Yeah, kind of excited. This is episode 52.
We've talked about this for a couple of episodes now.
We've talked about it, and we promised a special guest, and unfortunately,
we got lazy.
He showed up, so Dr. Wanchik is here.
Yeah, I tried to come last time, but I got stuck at the clinic. So,
welcome, Dr. Mike Wanchik.
It's good to be here.
The other co-owner of Georgia Veterinary Associates. Great to have you here.
Thanks.
Angel.
We talked about it just briefly, and it's kind of comical in my opinion, but we often refer to you guys as partners, but I think Dr. Miller had to clarify business partner.
Yes,
it's definitely business partnership.
Always,
right?
Yes.
Make
very
sure you
specific
say business.
Specific to talk about that in this day and age, exactly. So, so we wanted to get to know, I think Dr. Wanchik is going to be able to stick around for most of the podcast.
Awesome.
If not all. But let's kind of, you have some things you wanted to talk about and maybe ask and discuss to get to know him a little bit better.
Well, I thought for episode 52 that it would be fun for people to kind of get to know the both of you. We've talked many times, Dr. Wanchik, about our listening base, and we do have, for sure, we know of handfuls of routine listeners, and we also have an Instagram.
Double handfuls.
We also have an Instagram, and so we are slowly but surely gaining Instagram followers as well, and so hopefully more people are listening that way.
So is there a link on the Instagram to this podcast?
Yep. But that being said, you know, we oftentimes talk about Dr. Miller a lot and we mention you, but I think it'd be cool for people to see as our 1 year kind of how you guys came to be and then how GVA came to be and then obviously how we ended up where we are now.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's so I've known Brad since I graduated, actually. My first job out of vet school, actually, I graduated in 1998 from the University of Georgia. Go Bulldogs. And
is it Go Bulldogs or Go Dogs?
It's Go Bulldogs.
It's both.
Depends on how much alcohol you have.
So. Okay.
Are you a double dog like some folks?
I'm a quadruple dog, actually.
Quadruple dog. Wow. Quad dogs over here.
I'm a quad dog, yeah. So the first clinic that I started to work at was in Athens. And the owner was co-owner of another hospital that Dr. Miller worked at. And I went back and forth between the two practices and I got to know him. There was a handful, I can't remember if there was four or five of us associates there at Monroe. But
yeah, I mean, maybe four or so, I think.
So, and we did everything from large animal to exotic, small animal was kind of the country. We do everything clinic, you know, so.
So Dr. Miller has mentioned to our staff a time or two that he used to clean kennels. Were you there cleaning kennels, dogs in the morning?
We used to. Remember on Sundays? We actually, on Sundays, there would be a doctor and a
and
person.
And Wayne, usually.
Yeah, and then a person answering the phone, and that was it. Okay. So I had to clean kennels. I had to figure out how to take blood by myself. I had to do callbacks. I had to do all the stuff, x-rays. You know, while somebody else was on the phone and we did pretty much everything, I think, back then, you know, so.
Yeah, fed, watered, let the dogs out. Fortunately, got them back in.
Sometimes, yeah.
Well,
sometimes.
We're pretty fortunate. I guess we would call that maybe a rough upbringing. but you guys have obviously developed a practice where the doctors don't have to do those things anymore.
I mean, it was a different time. I'll say that.
Different time. I often will tell our associates that they are quite spoiled, whether they realize it or not. And they just kind of look at me like I'm You know, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, boomer. Right.
Yeah, boomer.
But we're pretty fortunate that you guys have built a company, like I said, that really now we have true delegated departments. You know, our associate veterinarians, I mean, all of the veterinarians do a specific job. Our technicians do a specific job. Our receptionists do a specific job. And in many of our locations, we have specific pet care or kennel responsibilities as well. And so not that any one person is above or below other job duties, but obviously it's trying or tough, as you guys can attest.
I agree. I mean, I think it's all of it. I think it's also good to also have to be put in that situation where I know what the front deals with, because I've been up there doing that. I know what the back deals with, because that was part of my job also too, was to handle that, you know? So, it's nice. It's nice not to be on call every other night like we used to be. We used to have to carry a pager around, you know, because...
A pager.
Do you know what that is?
I do know what a pager was. Okay. I had a pager.
Yeah. For what?
I don't know.
When you were three or something? Is that
for your mom to know where you were and be able to page you?
Yep. No, actually, when I went out to the mall and things like that, like I got to carry my dad's pager, my mom's pager, you know.
Did you carry a cell phone? Cell phone in one hand and a pager too, so.
No, so that was still back in like payphone times, right? And so like, to be honest, the Mall of Georgia was just built. And so it was like a really cool thing. You would go there and you'd hang out at the mall.
Did you feel really important, like you were somebody having that
it
pager?
It was totally like a status thing,
Did you clip it on your belt?
That was beyond the drug dealers, because the drug dealers used to have them. First it was doctors and lawyers, then drug dealers, and then everybody else, right?
No, it was like status. Like, you didn't have just a black pager. Like, if your parents made you carry just a black one, you're like, oh gosh, no. You had to have like the transparent, like pinks and green colored ones.
But you clipped it on your some
clothing.
Absolutely.
So on your belt loop, on your side.
Was it on the front or the side or the back? I was always back right.
I was always side right.
Yeah. Did you not sit on it? No, on your belt, just back there above.
You know, your pants pocket there. Right. That was really cool.
Do you wear your cell phone over there now?
No. that really establishes your age if you wear your cell phone these days.
No offense, Dad.
Anyway.
Okay. So cool. Thanks for sharing that. So how did you guys know that when you were working together, you wanted to become business partners? Like, what was it about each other that you were like, all right, I've heard stories you guys tried to buy that practice, right? But like, when that became undoable.
That's a whole nother episode, I think, talking about
yeah,
the ins and outs of that situation.
So. Yeah, we basically felt like we were compatible and we were looking to make a change and there was opportunity and we decided to partner up. And so, same medical
aspiration, same business aspiration.
We wanted to actually, so this is almost kind of, you talking about the Mall of Georgia, this is kind of when the mall was built.
Right, this is kind of the area. Within 2 years.
That's the reason why we kind of picked this area right here, is because the mall was kind of the new thing, you know.
Yeah.
And I can remember getting we blew a map of Gwinnett County up and then actually got little stick pins for every clinic we saw. We drove around. I can remember him and I driving around after work trying to figure out where to stick our place at. And we picked this location based on the proximity at the time to Mall of Georgia.
Yeah,
and,
very cool.
You know, and like I said, the closest hospitals were kind of a ways away. And we thought this would be a great location. So
not to totally get off on a tangent, but I often do this with my like adult disorder here, but I've heard rumors about like how people think that the Mall of Georgia is going to turn into what Gwinnett Place is. What are your thoughts there?
Is that like from kind of the Amazonation of all the malls? And
so, I mean, if you've been there lately, though, like there's a lot of like what I will say no name stores or like
a lot of vacancies. That's where they actually film. What are they saying?
Stranger
The Walking
Things.
Dead.
Stranger Things.
That's at Duluth.
You're saying at the Mall of Georgia's becoming more vacant?
So that's what they're saying.
I haven't been there for a while. So
there's studies, like I think in Gwinnett Daily Post and things like that, that there's thoughts that the Mall of Georgia is going to become like a space.
I guess,
like,
is that going to be like the entire mall industry is what it looks like? It's
possibly.
I don't know. I think they're thriving actually there compared to where they were 5-10 years ago.
You think the mall is thriving over 5 to 10 years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, every store in there
is... I'd say thriving. I mean, I definitely see there is turnover. You know, when the times I do go, I don't go much, but the times I do go, I do know, well, that store's not there anymore, but now there's a different store there.
Right.
And I will say it seems like the quality of stores
is
that's
slowly
coming in, it seems like we're getting more of the Sugarloaf kind of stuff. That's kind of, I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Like, Sugarloaf is essentially, in my opinion, kind of more outlet-ish.
Yeah. More kind of.
Oh, Sugarloaf
Mills,
right.
Okay. Yeah.
So Discovery is, I got you. Okay. Yeah. I would definitely say that mall is very much like, Pleasant Hill or whatever.
But that also, when that first came out, that was the top big dad. I mean, that I can remember that was kind of rivaled the Mall of Georgia when it's with the brand new stores and everything that was in there to start off with. But
yeah, interesting.
Well, you know, I think we're fine. Definitely demographics are changing around us. They'll continue to change.
So even with the mall kind of going out, if you will, even around the mall, they're still building residential spaces.
Plus,
so
they're also bringing another new business.
Yeah,
there's a lot of new investment going in now.
20 and 85, right? I mean, they're putting in that whole, that's where Top Golf is going to go.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
On the backside of the mall, that big lot that they're developing apartments.
That's Julio Jones's place.
Yeah,
that's
so they're, I mean, it's... I think we're fine for a while.
There's
a
bunch of brand new, like, if you know the Ford Fry restaurants downtown, JCT Kitchen.
Yeah.
And several other ones. I think he's putting in two at this location up here, which would be the first that we're getting.
Yeah.
You know, so.
New hotel back there.
I've often said
that
there's not a lot of, I don't know, boutique or cuisine, like, other
there's
than
not.
Chain
so that's
around
coming
this area.
In.
Yeah, so that's cool.
So it's not going to be at the mall, but yet still going to be within the mall area.
Within that area. So that, I guess that's what I'm saying. Right. I see it thriving. I don't see it. I see business.
You know, with the Braves Stadium too.
Growing.
Yeah, so there's, you know.
So anyway, cool. Enough about mall. The Mall of America, as our good friend Alan.
from Henry Schein.
Well, Covetrus.
Yeah, well,
shared
yeah,
with you yesterday.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Sorry to poke fun at you, Alan. But anyway, next question, please.
So you guys are owner veterinarians. And my question was, what would you advise the current class of DVM grads? Would you say that they should follow your path? And I guess maybe not just the grads, but even those associates that are out there. Do you think ownership is where it's at?
We do. I do.
I definitely think so. I think it's a different path than what it was when we did our path, I think. You know?
Yeah. So right now, lots of corporate takeovers, lots of aggregators, you know, buying lots of clinics, hiring associates to be associates. And if that's what you want to do as a veterinarian, is always work for someone and kind of work within their guidelines and rules and regulations, show up to work, go home. That's fine. You know, there's definitely lots of opportunity out there. But I think we had a little more desire to do a little bit more than that. We kind of like being able to determine our protocols and how we practice, how we take care of our clients, how we take care of our staff. We try to earn a profit, and usually we're successful in doing that. So, you know, we do like to try to put a little extra money in the bank when we can, but it's not just about that. It's about somewhat being in control of your own destiny, I guess, is how I would look at that. Comments?
Yes. No, I agree. I think it's, once again, I think it's different. The level of, I think, business education that some of the new vets are coming out with, I didn't have that. You know, yeah. I don't know if you did it all at A&M, but I had one class for 6 hours where they talked about, you know, business specifics as far as that goes. So I think a lot of how we came about and did our thing, some of the stuff we kind of bumbled through, you know, we didn't know, we didn't have the answers or the tools back then of what people have now. So
sure, but yeah, learned as we went along and have, you know, been fortunate to be very successful moving forward. So lots of job opportunities for veterinarians. There were back when I graduated. You could be a radiologist. You could go to work for the poultry industry. You could go to work with the military.
Sure.
You could be a fish doctor. You know, you could do all these things. Yeah. And all those possibilities are still there. But I do think corporate America, who is really getting heavy into our industry, they are in front of these vet students on a weekly or monthly, if not weekly, basis, having lunch with them, having conversation, recruiting them. And a lot of these vet students, in my opinion, don't even know a private practice exists because they're so, you know, secluded. So lots of opportunity. Corporate practice. You talked yesterday about Aisha, who went to UGA, and now she's working in Washington, D.C.
For government
for a few years. So lots of possibilities. I would just say, have your eyes open. Try to understand the opportunities out there. And if you want to go into a private practice, you know, just don't forget about that opportunity, because I think there is a lot more opportunity for growth in all aspects in a private practice versus a corporately owned practice.
Definitely. Yeah.
Just as a plug, I think we could say the same thing for the technical students that are graduating.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
I think they kind of get doted on and think that there's only one set of jobs for them, but there's still trillions of opportunities out there.
Yeah, and you and I have gotten into that conversation, fortunately, many, many times with potential new hires, RVTs or not, and have been very fortunate to find many people that work with us that kind of have the same mindset as we do.
Okay. So switching gears just a little bit and changing over from you and Dr. Wanchuk, let's talk to Dr. Wanchuk just a little more specifically on some would you rathers.
Sure.
So this is kind of a People, Pets, and Vets podcast I don't know, tradition, if you will.
Yep.
We oftentimes ask people what they would rather do. So, would you rather vacation on a beach or in the mountains?
So, that's kind of a tough one. I'm more of a mountain person, honestly. But that being said, I just got back from Hawaii, which was the mountains right at the beach.
I was going to say, yeah, you get a good
so
mix of both, right?
There was one part of the actual island that it was snowing, and then on the beach it was 85 degrees.
I didn't even know it snowed.
I didn't either. So luckily we brought jackets and knit caps and a headlamp for the volcano on top of the.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. I've been in Seattle when there's snow on what is it, Rainier?
Rainier, then
it's 85 degrees in Seattle. But
so I've always so back in vet school, I used to like backpacking, and I used to do rock climbing also too. So I've always had kind of an affinity to get away. We're going to go to the mountains of North Georgia, or go to Tennessee, or go to Colorado, or whatever. But my wife is very much the beach person. So her definition of a vacation is sitting at the sand with your Corona or your margarita in your hand.
Not your coronavirus.
Not the virus, but and just, watching the waves come in, which I've kind of appreciated that also too now. But still, my heart is, I'd rather be, I'm more of the doer. I like.
Is that why they call you Mountain Man Mike?
That is why they call me Mountain Man Mike, yeah.
I didn't know that was the name, Mountain Man Mike.
Oh, yeah. My
girlfriends call me that.
So, okay, Dr. Wanchuk, would you rather read a book or watch a movie?
So I love to read, but lately I get home and I read three sentences, then I nod off. So I'm going to say now I would rather watch the movie than read the
book.
Are
you kind of like the watch the movie and fall asleep kind of person too?
So I'm not. I'm one of these people that can read a book, and I'll read a page, and then when I turn the page, I realize I don't remember anything I just read.
Gosh.
You know what I'm saying? So, but that being said, I'm also kind of a movie snob where the movies that I've read the book on, I kind of pick it apart, you know, so.
Yeah.
But like I say, I love to read. I feel like my time for reading is not where it was before, so.
Okay, pause. Yeah. How many movies have you been in?
Have I been in?
Yeah.
He's giving
me a secret.
I know
at least one.
I've been in one.
TV shows or movies?
Two TV shows and one movie, yeah, so.
This is a side hustle, right?
My side. Well, yes.
Can people like Google
something late? So late, I haven't done anything this year or even last year, but just time wise. But as everybody knows, the movie industry is huge in Georgia, or a lot bigger than what it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to do like a little side gig of being an extra, there are certain websites you can get on. And I got hooked up, and it's fun to watch all the mice scurrying around with their headsets on and all the drama and chaos on set, but you're there for a long time for very little. What's funny is last one I did was MacGyver. I was there, no kidding. I got paid 6 hours of overtime because we were there. I was there for like 14 hours, and I had literally one butt cheek in a When I actually saw the episode I was on, I could see part of my butt cheek and then part of my sideburn, and that was it.
Wow!
Oh, wow!
So, it's always disappointment when you see yourself.
But you were on the screen.
I could pause it and say, "That's my butt cheek right there."
The right one. Yeah.
No, it was the left one actually.
Oh, it was the left. Okay.
No, so, but one movie, they filmed a student film in my neighborhood. So I got to be, actually me and my dog, I was a preacher in that movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Fun stuff.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So back to the would you rather question. So, yep. And maybe you've already answered this one because you said you like backpacking, but would you rather hike the Appalachian or bike the Tour de France?
So I am definitely not the road biker, and I've actually hiked a portion of the Appalachian Trail. So I'm going to say the first. Yes.
Okay. Yep. Cool. And then a bit more about you personally at home. Are you more the cook or the cleaner or just the
wait for it all to happen kind of guy? Well, I'm kind of both. My wife, she cooks also, and she likes to eat a lot of times before I even get home. So I'm usually the reheater.
The reheater.
Yeah, so.
Hey, that's easy cleanup, though, right?
No, it's easy cleanup, yeah. So then on weekends, a lot of times I'll cook. So, okay. But during the week, it's mostly her.
What's the most, in your opinion, the most famous dish you make, the best thing you make?
Cheerios.
Wow.
No, we actually made a crown roast. That's a crown rib roast, actually.
Crown rib roast. What makes it? So
it has the little Duke of Flotches that hang off the actual. So the ribs, when they cut the meat.
Duke of Flotches.
So it's the actual,
the meat hanging off. It looks like a crown, like a king's crown.
Looks like king's crown. Have you not seen a crown or crown rib roast?
I've never seen a crown
okay,
rib roast.
Okay, Angel, one of your jobs is to, find you a Duke of Maflachi crown roast, and we're going to post that on Instagram related back to this episode.
Can we make that the word of the week, Duke of Maflachi?
So I've got a smoker, and I would say smoking turkey, smoking a lot of meats.
Okay.
I did not smoke this, but yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a picture of your crown rib roast?
I'll show you what it looks like.
We'll need to put that on our Instagram.
We'll put it on. Yeah, this is more of an audio program.
So there.
Hysterical.
Well, that's not cooked, is it?
No, it's not cooked. I'm saying
that looks like lamb chops.
But that's what it is. Yeah. See, it says Duke Maflach right there. See.
It's like a real thing.
Maflach.
Oh, okay, I'm totally good.
Wow.
Big actually, it says honking my dick right there.
Big G going on your forehead.
Okay. Couple more questions about you at home.
Yep.
Are you Netflix or Hulu?
Oh, it's funny you say that because we have cut the cord. I used to be Comcast, which I was paying way too much money for Comcast. So
word, a lot of people do. Right?
So I've actually trying to get still the home Atlanta stations. Well, Hulu has a thing called Hulu Live, mm-hmm. where you pay $38 a month. So all my cable-y, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, ESPN and all the other stations are on that. But watching movies, we seem to be, we're on Netflix probably 3 times a week at least.
Okay.
And we also have Amazon and then.
I was going to say, yeah, you're probably so. Like Lance. He's like, you want to watch HBO Go, Netflix,
correct.
Hulu, like
Disney. I mean,
take
with Disney
Plus.
Thing too. Yeah. So
what's the last series you binged watched?
So we're watching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Which is awesome. We did
that's Amazon, yeah.
That is Amazon, yeah. And then we did Mandalorian on Disney, which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Star Wars fan like I am, trying to think what else we've watched. A bunch of little things that I even can't remember the names of them, honestly.
Okay.
A bunch of foreign things on Netflix that are good.
All right, and the last question that I have, which I know is going to throw you both, but for your toilet paper. Are you beard or mullet?
What are you talking about?
Okay,
beard or
so
mullet toilet paper?
If you hang the toilet paper like a beard, where you pull the rolls down over themselves, or is it more like a mullet where the paper, the loose paper, hangs on the back and you pull it off the back?
So
back.
I see what you're saying. I'm definitely a beard.
Beard. That's two for beards. What are you, beard or mullet, Dr. Miller?
I am definitely beard. My spouse is definitely mullet.
How do you live in a house divided?
I have had to give in to that.
What?
It just, because I will set, I'll put a roll of toilet paper in one way, I'll come back and it's flipped.
Oh,
and I just
no.
got, I, you know, we sometimes we used to battle, like I'd flip it back and
so
forth.
So the mullets, that's the wrong way to do it, though.
It
that
is the wrong
totally
way.
The
it
wrong
is,
way.
It, supposedly, it is the more unclean, unsanitary way.
Yeah, because you have all this exposure.
Yes.
And then you use it.
I'm with you. I'm with y'all on this one.
So, I mean, when you go to a hotel, for the most part, bare beard.
Yes. I tell you what, I'm almost to. We're almost to the flushable wipes, you know.
You do your age or what are you talking about?
So, no, I'm
I mean,
so speaking of movies,
it's okay. It happens.
So speaking of movies, there is a, have y'all seen the Three Billboards in, is it Ebbing, Missouri or something? Great movie, by the way.
Oh, yes.
So you get a chance to watch it. So it's got Woody Harrelson and
I think I've seen that.
So there's a scene in there that once you see the scene and you think about what he says, you'll want to use flushable wipes, not toilet paper. So, and I'm going to leave it at that since this is probably a PG show here. So
it tries to be until you start using words like you did earlier. So
what did I say earlier?
Something about the Duma Flocci, something else.
Anyway.
All right. So kind of switching gears again, let's go into some of our stories and things that we typically talk about, Dr. Miller. So do you remember the word of the week last week?
I know it was related to the eye, but...
It was nystagmus.
It was nystagmus. Nystagmus. N-Y-S-T-A-G-M-U-S.
Is it nystagmus or nystagmus?
Oh.
Depends on where you grow up or grew up.
Yeah. Is it Saskatchewan or Saskatchewan?
Is it pecan? Are you a pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
Okay.
So coyote or coyote?
Is it oil or oil?
Is it tomato or tomato or tomato?
Our or R?
R.
People on listening are like, wow. They're like, turn this off.
Is it soda, pop, or Coke?
Pop.
Or something different?
So funny. I said, we used to say pop growing up. But when I came to my first job in Georgia, there's no kidding. So I worked at a vet in Statesboro. And everything was Coke.
Yep.
Coca-Cola. Right. So
that's a soda.
But if it was, if it was a Fanta.
Yeah.
It was an orange Coca-Cola.
If it was
right. And I had no idea what they'd be like,
you know, Mike, do you want a Coke? And you'd be like, yeah. And they're going to ask you, well, what kind would you want?
Yeah. Right.
Dr. Pepper. Me a Sprite.
Yeah. I want a Dr. Pepper. Okay. You got it.
Right. So that took me a while to figure that out. So
crazy. So
see, that's why pop is like.
Right.
That's why it's Northern, gotta be pop.
It's wrong, I think. So, you came up with the word of the week. I don't know why, but I think you're just sticking with the eye thing.
Sticking with the eye thing, and I wrote here because it's more fun.
Okay.
Eyes are fun for sure.
Okay.
My word is proptosis.
Mm-hmm.
Proptosis. So we had a word previously that was ptosis.
Yes.
Where the P. It was ptosis.
Ptosis.
Yeah. Ptosis. The P was silent, as in swimming.
Like pterodactyl.
P-T-O-S-I-S. Right. Yeah, and pterodactyl. So this is proptosis.
Mm-hmm.
The P is not silent. What does it mean?
It is an abnormal forward placement of the eye. So typically, in my experience, you would see that in like a short face or a brachycephalic breed, and the eyeball has literally popped out of the socket. And so I have had to correct technicians before. They call it prop, like P-R-O-P. They forget the T in there, like proptosis, like it pops. But it's proptosis. Proptosis.
Proptosis.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is that a correct definition, Dr. Wanchuk, Dr. Miller?
Is that correct?
Does it have to be out of the socket?
I don't know.
To be considered,
it does not have.
We're getting the dictionary out now.
But
so.
It just means that they're abnormally exposed. They're abnormally placed forward.
So you could
opinion.
Have like increased eye pressure, and it'd be proptosis.
Or it could just be
the globe. If it's increased eye pressure, the back of the globe is still going to be in the back of the eye. I think it's if the eye is advanced forward is what I think it is. So,
right.
So I think this is correct. Is what I think.
Okay. I would agree it's correct, but the question then would be, can it be like completely out of the socket is the same as just being pushed forward?
That's called poptosis.
Poptosis.
It's called coptosis. Come on, y'all, get it right.
You guys are funny.
I'm still struggling with the dictionary, so y'all just continue on.
You know it's alphabetical, right?
P-R-O-P.
Yeah.
Okay, so other stories then. So I thought it was interesting. The Wisconsin Humane Society raised money using their volunteers, where they had the volunteers draw pictures of pets and people paid money. I learned about this because the receptionist downstairs thought it would be a great idea for us to raise money for the care fund this way. So they, I told them if they can figure out how to do it, I'm game.
So what, I don't understand. So volunteers are drawing pictures of pets, their own pet?
People are paying money. So like I would bring you a picture of my dog and I would ask you to draw it.
Okay.
And yeah. You would draw a stick figure dog and I would pay you for it.
Wow. And so who thought that was a great idea?
So our receptionist thought it was a great idea. Some of them actually were really good. So some of the volunteers, honestly, at this Wisconsin Humane Society, obviously had some painting skills, and they were really great. So I feel bad for the people that paid for images or pictures that weren't that great. Like I think Jen, you know, our marketing manager here, she could probably paint a really good picture. Yeah. And I wouldn't mind paying for it, but if you ask me to paint something,
I'm not going to paint something for
it's,
you.
Right. It's probably going to be not that cute.
Right.
Can I interject?
Yeah. Sure. Did you find proptosis?
I finally did. Proptosis. So you're correct. It can be, it can imply that it's out of the socket, but it doesn't always have to mean that. So it's a forward displacement or bulging, especially of the eye.
Okay. So usually trauma, pressure. Could it be like a tumor pushing the eye forward?
From behind, yeah.
Any of those things?
From the retrobulbar space, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So,
cool.
All right.
Well, thanks for looking that up.
Woo, yeah, that was difficult.
Do you remember Perdita, Dr. Miller? We talked about the world's worst cat. It was like a cat in a shelter, and they basically put out this like plea for someone to take this terrible cat from the shelter. Well, Perdita found a home.
Aww.
She went from North Carolina to Tennessee.
So define the world's worst cat. So we're just peeing in the house or aggressive?
Apparently, she was just the big old jerk.
Just bad all around.
Yeah.
She lived at an animal shelter, but she was just mean, apparently. Hmm. And so they thought it'd be hysterical to like advertise her as like the world's worst cat.
Right.
And it went viral, and someone in Tennessee adopted her, and they changed her name because they thought that maybe she was just being mean because her name was Perdita. her new name is Noelle.
Noelle.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, she's going to be much
sweeter
now.
She's going to be sweet now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. okay, another story or two, then probably need to wrap it up.
Well, sure.
You want to keep going? I mean,
I don't care. I only have one other thing to talk about, really, and that's the cuss collar.
Cuss collar.
Have you heard about it?
No.
Mm-mm.
Dr. Wanchuk, you haven't heard about it?
I have heard nothing of the cuss collar.
So apparently it's the $60, I'm assuming a gag gift. Like if you go to the website, I did, and it says basically like this is not a shocking, it's not a vibrating, and it's not a training collar.
Right.
It's basically a collar that when you put on your dog and your dog barks, it yells at you in cuss words. So
are those like pre-recorded? Do you record them?
I think they're pre-recorded.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I don't know if they come in like different voices, you know, like we've talked about this, like if pets had personalities, like what they would talk like and sound like.
Right.
But could you imagine? So like my dogs bark at us when they know it's time to eat. And could you imagine if them wearing a cuss collar and like coming over to you and barking mm-hmm. and like just filling in the voids? I think it's hysterical.
That'd be funny for about 10 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
And then after
you'd
that,
you'd have to give it to somebody else.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you had a real barker.
We got our Amazon. I went through a phase where it's Samuel Jackson's voice with all the F-bombs.
So
when he does the weather, it's right. So
yeah.
That's funny for...
Funny for a little while.
It's funny for about an hour, and then Samuel Jackson had to go back in the
maybe
library.
That's kind of like when your 2 or 3 year old says a cuss word at home. It's kind of funny, but it's not so funny when it's not in public or grandma's, or at you, in the appropriate situation.
It depends on when the situation is.
Like Dr. Stevens shared with us, so... Anyway.
Well, do you guys have anything more to talk about? I feel like I somewhat dominated some of the news stories. Mm-mm. There's always coronavirus, which we're putting things out on the media. We're trying to keep up with the CDC and the World Health Organization and kind of trying to hopefully calm people locally anyways.
It remains
in regards to their pets.
Right.
As
far as we know, still no human to pet, pet to human issues.
There's still, I'm reading reports that there's one dog that's apparently was like a weak positive.
Yeah.
And so there's all these memes and jokes about, you know, their dogs that are wearing mittens and or booties and what is it, masks for dogs and stuff. But I don't think we need to be there yet, and so we're just trying to, again, on social media, calm our clients in our area.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
Dr. Wanchuk, is there anybody that you want to like mention, give a shout out to, that maybe you could tell them to listen to the podcast? This is how we get people sucked into the podcast. We make them listen for their name. And then once they sign up for it, every week it gets pushed to them with them not knowing. And then they tend to hit the link and listen. So anybody?
We're talking staff-wise? We're talking
family members? Great-grandma, great-grandpa?
I'm going to plug my parents. I think my mom and dad need to listen to this podcast is what I think.
Yeah. Great.
So I will send them a link to, and they can become subscribers, I think.
Yes.
So,
exciting news.
Anything interesting you want to share about them, funny inside joke you want to say, or you just want to leave it at that?
Anything funny,
any inside joke that gets
so the last time they went to Washington DC,
and now don't tell a really bad story about them that they're gonna be embarrassed.
I'm not gonna be embarrassed, but it's, and it, I'll tell you, it happens.
And
so,
if it's really funny, maybe they'll tell their friends.
So they my brother lives outside of DC, and they were trying to go to, whenever they go any place, I always have to check out the Costco. I don't know what it is about that age of, but it's
okay.
So they have to go see what it's all about. So they programmed it into their GPS, and it took them, instead of turning left, they turned right, and it ended up, that road was the road that goes into the Capitol building. They kept driving until armed guards with machine guns told them that they needed to stop the car right now before they opened fire.
Oh, no.
And hopefully they did not argue.
So there was some confusion in the car.
but
they got back in the car, turned back around, and they were not arrested. So.
Did they find the Costco?
They found the Costco, yeah. So it was...
Do they, like when y'all are at family reunion type events, holidays, do they bring up like, oh, do you remember that Costco in Maryland? Man, that was awesome.
No,
they had the best sauce.
But every time we go to the beach, every time we go on a vacation together, for some reason, we have to go to Costco to look at nothing, right?
So whatever Costco has in
that
city.
So, and we'll walk around and we'll look, and it's about the same
stuff
they have.
I mean, it's different though. There's going to be some regionality. Like,
but
if you're
it's
at the
same
beach.
Stuff.
Right, I know. But so, it's that being said, I will suck it up and I'll go to Costco with them.
Sometimes they have local stuff, you know? Like, if you go to Costco, they'll have, like, UGA branded sweatshirts.
Well, they're probably in Miami, Florida, not going to have jackets, you know, winter jackets down there.
No.
That's where I'm going.
But it seems like they tend to grab it, they look at the cheese or something, whatever what people like to. Right. And, they were definitely. And Costco versus Sam's, they're definitely the Costco.
For Christmas, you should get them like a United States map with all
with
the
Costco's.
With
all the Costco's, that'd be...
Yeah, pin where they've been, and
and hopefully they don't get pulled over and threatened to be shot.
Oh, my
going
gosh.
All right, well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Dr. Mike, and maybe we can get you on a little more often.
Yeah, I would like to... this is fun. I had a good time.
Yeah, it's
hard,
a lot of fun.
Hard to get you here, but we'll have that as a goal moving forward.
I agree.
All right. Well, I will sign us out then. Make sure to check in next week, guys, as we discuss more in the news and in our industry. Follow us on Instagram at People, Pets, and Vets. Follow all of our clinics on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And don't forget to check out our blog on our website at mygavet.com. Under resources on the website, you can listen to this podcast, or you can get this podcast wherever you like to get them from. And remember, without people, pets are simply animals.
Bye, guys.
Bye.